And we're back with another episode of Vandal Biz Talks. I'm your host, Isabella Tamura.
And I'm your co-host, Carson Shriver.
And I'm excited to be sitting here today with Sam Slesser. How's it going?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Not too bad.
Doing pretty good. So to get us started, let's just get a little background from you. Where are you from? You're in school, major. Give me your
the
elevator pitch.
Absolutely. So I'm from a little town in southern Idaho called Roper, Idaho. And I'm studying finance, and I'm a senior this year, so I'll be graduating in May. I'm studying finance with an emphasis in PGA golf management. I'm also getting a certificate in trading and capital management through the Barker program, as well as a certificate in entrepreneurship that I'm hoping to maybe get up to a minor before I graduate, but we will see.
Dang, lots of stuff.
Too busy.
So with all of that, how do you manage your time? It's a lot.
So throughout the years, I kind of built it up into this senior year. So the entrepreneurship starts this year for me, and I'll be doing it these two semesters. Barker fizzles out this semester. I won't be adding more classes next semester. And then PGA has been kind of a constant. I've stepped a lot back from that this senior year. So I'm really stepping into entrepreneurship and finishing up Barker strong.
Okay, so you're like pretty involved with like a lot of different things here at the CBE. One of them that's like really intriguing to me and a lot of people are the Barker program. Can you like kind of talk about like that program, what you've done with it and what it's kind of prepared you for?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a trading and capital management program that is open to all majors. You don't have to be finance specific. It's great with a finance degree because you really start into those networks and getting to know people in the financial industry, as well as just knowing how markets work and how to trade and do that. Not a lot of finance majors outside of the University of Idaho learn how to trade while they're in college. And the Barker program is a great opportunity to learn how to manage your own money as well as manage other people's money because it's a lot different between the two. So it's just a great program in general. It's the only program in the United States that allows you to trade options and futures with real money, which is pretty fantastic, and a lot of risk that the university, it's technically an LLC outside of the university. So the donors who are donating that money for us to trade, it's a lot of risk for them to take on with their capital, with students who don't really know what they're doing, but have real world experience with it.
So what has been like your favorite part about being a part of that program?
Honestly, just the education has been super beneficial. Like learning how to trade options is no easy task. It takes a long time and a lot of effort to learn how to do that. And having professors and people like Rusty to come in and like help you along the way and teach you all of their tips and tricks is just incredibly helpful.
Let's talk PGA. So tell me a little bit about that. That's your part of your major, right?
It is. Yep. So PGA Golf Management is through the university, but not of the university, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So it's through the PGA of America. All the curriculum comes from them, and then they funnel it through our university program. There's another route you could take outside of the university that takes a little bit more time and has a lot more job experience. But through the university, you have one class per semester. You have one semester off somewhere in there. And you learn how to manage and run a golf course, food and beverage operation, and be a full PGA member, which is pretty prestigious out of college. And being as young as I am to be a full PGA member by the time, a little bit after I graduate, I'll have 6 months of internships left after I graduate. And so it's 16 months of internship plus a test about every semester, multiple tests every semester that you have to pass to continue on this PGA experience. And it's a lot of hard work. You have to be a good golfer. You have to represent the PGA well. But it opens a lot of doors in the golf industry. The golf industry is super close knit. Everyone knows everyone. You could talk to a head pro in southern Idaho, and they're going to know all the head pros in Oregon and Washington, who are going to know all the head pros on the East Coast. Everyone knows everyone. So it's a great 100% job placement straight out of college, and a great program if golf is what you're into.
So you said it's kind of like a pretty unique program. Is this like one of the like only ones in the country, or how does that work?
Yeah, I'm not sure the exact number. Last time I checked, it's one of 16 programs in the whole U.S. that has it. In the college program, you can do the route outside of college that takes longer. With more job experience. But as for university programs, I believe it's one of 16, and it's the only one in the Pacific Northwest. Dang. The closest one here besides this one would be in Las Vegas.
Dang.
Wow. Wow.
That's crazy. So where did you get like that introduction into this program?
Yeah. So in high school, I was a very avid golfer on the golf team, knew it was something I wanted to pursue, and heard about the golf management program just through like Google searches, mm-hmm. seeing what jobs in golf could I do. And then looking through the list, there was a bunch of universities that I was interested in. And then I'm like, oh, University of Idaho's in here, in-state tuition. So that was kind of my backup school, honestly. But I applied to 3 or 4 other PGA specific schools. I got into them all, but my parents had a rule where you could not go out of state unless you could get it to in-state tuition. And one of them, I was really close. If they would have piggybacked on scholarships that I won, I would have been in North Carolina instead, but they did not. And so I am at the University of Idaho instead and couldn't be any happier.
So you said you have like a little bit more of like internship stuff after you graduate, that 6-month period. What does that kind of look like?
Yeah. So each summer I do a 3-month internship and I can go pretty much anywhere I want to. There's a lot more places looking for interns than there are interns available. So my first one was in Southern Idaho, and I was supposed to go to Hawaii, but COVID kind of crushed that one. No. But I went to a country club in Southern Idaho, Blue Lakes Country Club, kind of near my hometown. My next one was in Rome, Wisconsin at Sand Valley Golf Resort. And they're, owned by the same people who own Bandon Dunes. Super, super nice resort. They're building golf courses like 1 or 2 a year. And they have, I think, 4 or 5 courses now, and it continues to grow. Great, great program. One of the best internships experiences you could get out there. And then my last one this last summer, I was at Columbia Edgewater Country Club in Portland, Oregon, home of the LPGA Classic, Portland Classic. Great facility. I got a lot of responsibility there. And then after graduation, I'm supposed to do a 6-month internship to finish out all my internship experience, but I'm actually putting it on the back burner a little bit, going to try and pursue some other things. And I'll have, I think, 6 years to finish that internship time, as well as a portfolio that I have to do. But I'm going to put that one on the back burner.
Fair enough.
So, okay, this is like a little personal question. Where in Hawaii were you going to go for that before COVID?
I was going to go to Oahu Turtle Bay Resort because I had been there before and I talked to the head pro and he said he could offer me. And then I'm from Southern Idaho and a lot of my friends attend BYU Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And so they slid me into the Facebook group to get housing for BYU Hawaii. And so I had housing ready right next to the resort. I had the job ready. I had signed all the papers, and 2 weeks before I was supposed to head out, I had to cancel because the resort was closing, and they closed for almost over a year, I think, because of COVID.
So what did your like internship look like in like Southern Idaho? Because I'm from Southern Idaho as well, and I know that golf course pretty well. What was your like, you know, like day-to-day like responsibilities? Did you have like big projects that you worked on?
Yeah, so that was my very first internship, and it was actually my first ever job, which I did not tell the people hiring me, but they hired me. Usually the first internship is a lot of outside work, grabbing people's bags, cleaning clubs, stuff like that, making sure the membership is cared for. But for me, it was inside the shop, so I was selling t-shirts, making sure the t-sheet's on time, and just managing that tee sheet and watching inventory, counting inventory, stuff like that. Just running a normal golf shop.
To our final transition and your journey here at the CBE, do you want to give us a little bit of what you've been having planned for your entrepreneurship?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I just joined the entrepreneurship program this semester, joined 414 with George Tanner. And that's something that I've been really interested in throughout college and kind of finding myself in is entrepreneurship. And the big goal for me is to eventually start my own business. I don't know what, don't know where, but eventually that's what I want to do. I'm not a big corporate guy. I figure if I'm putting all that work in, might as well build something myself. So that's the dream for me right now. And the entrepreneurship program is just fantastic. You get a lot of great opportunities to work with a team, start your own idea or work on somebody else's, and pitch in front of a lot of different competitions. So this semester, I did a reverse pitch for Boise State, where they give you a problem, you find a solution, and then pitch that solution to them. And so I picked a problem. I found a solution. The problem was bringing inventory from one location to the next without losing it. They do a lot of lumber delivery from one location to the next, and they want to bring smaller stuff like a box of nails and stuff like that. That gets lost really easily, and they can't put it in the cab, or they'll lose it, or it takes up too much space, and they can't store it below because they're going to lose it and there's not enough space for it. And so I created a bag, kind of like an IKEA bag. That was my first prototype, that just straps onto an already existing tie down. So you can use that vertical space above the tie down to strap a bag onto that and cinch it down so it rides really well. And then I presented that to the judges, and I competed against 13 other teams. And I was picked to be one of the three finalists for Hacking for Home Building and go down to Boise, where I get a guaranteed $3,000, but then I will compete for $7,000 or $10,000 down there.
It's crazy.
That is actually really insane.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, that should be something you should be excited about. Man, that's a great thing to get into.
Yeah, yeah. And then that money is mine with whatever I want to do with it. So if I want to start, the company name I picked is Strapwell Bags. We're built for the long haul. So hit me up on Strapwell Bags.
Dang, I like
That's pretty good.
I like that.
Thank you. I made a logo and everything. It's pretty solid. Ooh. So I'm working on an actual prototype now to present down there for the judges, and I'm really excited about that. And then separate from that, still in entrepreneurship, I'm on Team Medimon, which is an educational game for high-level medical information. And the idea came from a doctor here at the University of Idaho, Dr. Bland. It's kind of his brainchild. He's put a ton of work into it. He has graduate students doing all the artwork, and it looks very, very professional. And I'm working on the business side of that. I'm going to pitch out a few competitions probably early next semester. And that one, I think, will pitch really well. And I'm really excited to be part of that. I think he has legs to go pretty far. He has a lot of ideas going forward with that.
Kind of like talking about like that, like intro of like, you know, prototypes and all that. How did you get introduced into like the entrepreneurship program? Because it definitely seems like it's impacted you a lot to the point where you're like, yeah, I'm going to like offset a little bit of stuff so that I can go work on this for a while. Where did this first happen?
Yeah, I think I come from a very entrepreneurial family. My dad owns his own optometry practice. My mom was a stay-at-home mom all growing up, but she's an artist, so she's in a few galleries and sells pretty well out there. And all my friends' parents were all artists and sell in galleries, which is kind of different than a lot of people. And so just growing up with a lot of family members and a lot of local people around me who own their own businesses and do that, it's something I wanted to do all growing up. But then throughout high school and college, I didn't really think about it too much and be like, and didn't really see it as a viable option until just this year. I'm like, you know what? I could do that. I can make it happen. And I knew I was going into the entrepreneurship program since I was like a sophomore. And so I just kind of stepped into it and going to see how far I can get with everything and use whatever opportunities I can get while I'm here.
That's really cool. What has been like the most exciting part besides, you know, being able to go to these competitions and everything? Like, what personally do you, like, just speaks to you about entrepreneurship?
Yeah, I think it's just the idea that there's no right way to do anything. And I feel like university, like high school, college, it's all a route that you're taking in corporate. You take a job and then you stay with that job long enough. There's a route for you. There's a channel that you're going down and there's an obvious line that you're following. And entrepreneurship is definitely not that. You have to kind of make your own route, find your own path, and pivot. It's super important to be able to pivot quickly if something's not going right. And you have to make a game time decision and switch it up and maybe change your whole business idea. And I really like that aspect of kind of pursuing your own route and making your own path out there.
It's kind of rounded out everything with all your experiences and all your like really good job experience as well. What's kind of like your, you know, word of advice for incoming freshmen or even students currently right now to get to a level of success as you?
My advice would be try a lot of different things and be able to pivot quickly. And if you're not in love with what you're doing, give it another month or two. And if you still don't like it, change to something else. I'm a strong believer that college and your time directly after college, a few years after graduation, you should be taking as much risk as possible, because at that point, you're most likely not in charge of children's lives or spouses' lives. And it gives you the opportunity to really take on a lot of risk for yourself and see what you really want to do with the rest of your life. and make some plans that are going to stick for a long time.
It's awesome.
That is really cool.
Sweet. Well, thank you so much for being on here.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, everybody. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others. To catch all the latest at the CBE, you can follow the Instagram at UIdahoCBE. We'll be back next week for another episode. See you guys later.
Bye, guys.
Thank you.